I dictation for Meher Nijar, Meher Nijar, date of service is 2/1/2024. The patient, date of birth 8/17/83, date of accident is 12/9/2023, date of service 2/1/2024. Meher Nijar was last seen on 12/18/2023. After that, she could not come last month for follow-up visit. The patient allegedly is involved in an automobile accident where she was T-bone on driver's side as a restaurant driver, leading to severe headaches with symptoms of TBI that included the dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, loss of memory, forgetfulness, loss of balance, blurred vision, and pain symptoms that affected her neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both wrists, both knees, and both ankles. Difficult time to lift the arms in more than 110 degrees. Overall pain was from 6 to 8 in the beginning. The patient has not reportedly come since then. She reports that she had a hard time getting a transportation and was not able to come. Due to the impending snowstorms, transportation problem, and a family problem. So we have taken her back for further treatment. Currently, she reports some good news that she has no pain in the knee and no pain in the feet, no pain in the wrist, no pain in the hands. She has an issue with the sleep, and she has reports of some dry mouth, panic. She cries here and there. She's not doing well at home. Emotionally, she is very down. She complains of depression. Although her husband and daughters are helping, she is upset that she cannot work or do anything to help them. At this time, her pain in the neck, mid-back is around 7, lower back pain is 10, and there is no radiation of pain is reported to the arm or the legs or weakness of the arm and legs. Pain in the left shoulder is around 7, and she is able to lift her arm up to 120 degrees of forward flexion and abduction, and right shoulder has no positive finding. Pain level varies from 7 to 8. ADLs are affected. 7, 60% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the chart for the ADL for system review. And for additional history, to substance abuse, compliance history, physical examination, the blood pressure will be 138/92 pulse, 97 pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exams comes from previous visit of 12/18/2023, dictation number 0107-005. Kindly do not type for the knee examination, the wrist examination, hand examination, or the right shoulder. Only positive findings are in the neck, in the mid-back, and the lower back. So please mention the findings for the musculoskeletal examination, general review, and the left shoulder only. Thank you. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is to continue physical therapy for neck, mid-back, lower back, and the left shoulder. And 2 times per week with traction massage. She has been advised about laser treatment, infrared treatment, as well as chiropractic treatment, massage, acupunctures. She is off work, household replacement, transportation is also checked. She has been advised to visit us every 30 days. She did happen to call us 4 or 5 times to me personally that she was not able to make, and she was kind of concerned. We have continued her care at this time without any interruption. She is provided with the medication Mobic, 7.5 milligram 2 times a day for anti-inflammatory and healing. Flexeril is provided, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for help with the stomach healing. Ultram is provided, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief. Zoloft is provided, 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety, depression. Lyrica is provided for pain relief, 50 milligram twice a day. Furosets are provided for headache relief. And patient has been provided with back brace, rotator walker, tense unit. I've also ordered an MRI of the cervical spine, MRI of the lumbar spine, left knee, and a brain MRI, neuroquant and SWI. As soon as they are available, further treatment will begin. The patient is also referred for counseling and medical education. Thank you for PTSD. He is otherwise stable.